What's up, everybody? Welcome to Coffee and Combos, a fighting game podcast that catches you up with all the big news. Are we doing it?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck. Now it's just Billy Joel, dude. I lost my...
I was gonna harmonize with you, but this is the Billy Joel podcast. Ty, what album is this from?
This is from An Innocent Man.
From An Innocent Man.
84 is An Innocent Man. If I said goodbye to you.
Welcome to Coffee and Combos.
The fighting game podcast catches you up with all big news happening every week in the fighting game community. Nope. Genre. I'm one of your hosts, Ty Ross.
I'm
and
so
with me,
inspired
as
by
always,
you.
Is Carty.
The longest time. There, we did it.
That was cool.
What's up, Ty? How you been?
I've been... You know what? I won't lie. I've been kind of shite, but I think that's because the seasons are changing.
Seasons are changing. You feeling sad
And my
these
mind
days?
Just goes to
yeah,
sad
you're in the dark
shit.
Place.
Yeah, I don't know what... Seasonal depression for, like, me, it hits hard. It sucks. But otherwise, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Ty, you just gotta, you know... What did I say? You just gotta think about... People who are worse off than you and be like, nice. Right?
I wish I could celebrate that instead
you
of
look
thinking
at that
about
picture
people
of,
worse
like,
off
the kid
and get
curled
sad.
Up with the vulture behind him. You know that like famous photo? You look at that and you go,
yes.
Nice. Yeah, okay.
And I go, that ain't me.
Yeah. All right. Off to work. Off to see the man.
Yeah. Woo. The man. How you been, Cardi? What have you been up to? Anything crazy? You said you were at a wedding?
My wedding weekend.
Nice.
I went back to the old home.
The homestead.
Yeah, I went north. As far north as you can go in these lands.
Not quite past the wall.
I am something of a wildling.
I know.
I come from the land of the wildlings.
Holy fuck. Sorry.
Ty,
fucking hell.
Your beautiful Billy Joel voice.
My Billy Joel voice just got destroyed by some gin, man.
You're wedding partying right now. You were me on the weekend right now.
Oh, shit. You got up to fucking shenanigans or what?
I assumed I was going to see my entire high school there.
And?
I saw like 0.5 of my high school, which means like I have the small. So that's like two people. I knew no one, Ty. So, you know, I proceeded to crush rye like my life depended on it because at that time it really felt like it did.
Rowdy Rye.
And Ty, you Mr. fucking Cool came out. I was the coolest guy. I was whispering zingers in people's ears the whole time. I was being a little rascal.
Was it come a little closer than me whisper in your ear?
Oh, Ty. Speaking of songs, this is my most dastardly move of all.
What's up?
Ty, the trick when requesting songs is you request a song by one artist. Then you request three songs by artists featuring that same artist, and then that artist again. Ty, I prove you can easily get 4 or 5 Ja Rule songs out on a dance floor before anyone notices. You can Ja Rule that whole place.
Everyone's like, is this Ja Rule?
Again?
Next song. Is this Ja Rule again?
Ty, it's murder up there the whole time.
That's awesome.
I did my classic move, get home, fall asleep beside the bed.
You were so close.
That's a little pro tip for me, guys. Don't gotta make it if you don't make it, you know?
Exactly.
If you don't get in the bed, don't gotta do anything with those sheets.
Sleep beside the bed, man.
I've done that a few times. I don't know. I get so close.
You're like, it's too much effort to lift like my one leg up.
It's
into bed.
When I get home and everyone's being all silly and I'm being totally serious, I lay down on the floor, I get a little pillow behind my head, and I let everyone else have the comfortable seats. I'm a generous person. And
that's a gracious host.
Well, I just let my back stretch out. You know, I got that old man back. The floor does me good. And then I wake up 12 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
My body in pain, can barely move, but I ain't got to make that bed.
The bed pristine. How do you get 12 hours? That's crazy. I feel like I wake up every 3 hours in a fever dream.
Ty, once I'm out, I'm done. I could sleep through an earthquake.
Dude, I can I can sleep through like everything, and when I hit the my head hits the pillow, I'm gone. But like drunk, nah.
Oh, you put enough Ryan in me, yeah. You could drag me out of my bed. You could bury me and I wouldn't wake up.
All right. Good to
know. In case you want to bury me, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Ty, that is also kind of the reason we're like a day later than usual. I'm a 3-day recovery sort of guy.
Nowadays, yeah, that's what it takes.
I need a solid 3 days before I'm mentally back to a state of complete zen.
And I get that. I understand. But while you were friggin' chopping it up with the two high school...
Ty, yeah, I was, in the words of Ja Rule, living it up.
Nice. While you were living it up, the fucking Capcom decided to, I don't know, drop all the information that anyone could ever want about Street Fighter VI.
Hey, here's the whole fucking roster. Hey, why don't we just give some people the fucking game?
Yeah, what the hell? How do people have, like, the 8-character build already, and they're just putting out, like, 3 hours of footage?
I don't know. That seems like some otherworldly stuff's being done for a few particular...
Individuals
who might have, you know, made some deals with the cosmic devil.
I mean, we've sort of dealt with this cosmic shit before, but something's a-brewing.
It'll all come clear one day.
One day, I'm sure. Guys, TGS happened when it was our sort of in-between episodes, and Capcom showed up in full force. They were like, hey, yo, we're going to bring everyone's favorite game, Exo Primal. Check it out.
Fuck yeah, dudes. Finally, we can play Left 4 Dead, but with fucking dinosaurs. That's a new twist, huh?
Dinosaurs or so. Who knows? Anyway, they brought Exo Primal. They brought Monster Hunter Rise. They brought the Resident Evil shit. And then last but not least, of course, for this podcast, they brought Street Fighter VI out. And boy, howdy, did they come to fucking show off.
Hi, they're out so here. They're flexing their muscles.
For real.
They saw Tekken last week. They saw us going, Street Fighter, you fools. You look like little bitches right now. And they said, we'll show you, dude, little bitch.
Yeah, they fucking pulled up and slapped the shit out of everyone with a bunch of information. Now, let me sort of, at the top of this episode here, break down how we are going to parse all the information that we got from Street Fighter. So, first round, we're going to do the old 1, 2, 3. First round, we're going to break down the characters we saw, and then we're going to hit up all the fucking different modes. And then in the last round, we're going to fucking look through all the shit that we just went through and grab all the miscellaneous bullshit that we may have missed.
End up in rounds, you know? That's just the order, you know?
Yeah, that's the order I'm hoping to hit.
Yeah, you just walked into the mall of coffee and combos and you're looking at the directory. Yeah. There's 3 fucking stores and that's the order.
That's exactly right. A perfect way to put it. So without further ado, I figure why not just jump into it.
KO! Ty, fucking, they swarmed us.
They
got us on all sides.
Us.
To the north, the south, the east, and the west, Ty. It's a 4-front war.
And with 4 characters that are just all characters that no one plays, -1 maybe. All right, let's talk about the 4 characters that they actually showed a lot of before we jump into the sort of quote-unquote the world tour opening cinematic where they basically just bust out everyone.
We can talk about that when it comes around.
Yeah, so let's start with the person that's been on everyone's fucking mind since it was leaked, Ken Masters.
Yeah, Ty, this trailer opens up hot with Ken preventing a workplace manslaughter accident. He jumps
skyscraper
through the sky.
Skyscraper under construction.
Yeah, skyscraper under construction. It's been a decade now. This is true to city planning, you know?
Yeah,
and
it's
just
still
delayed
going
construction.
On.
It will never end.
This is the same one from Street Fighter 4.
This is the exact same one. I-beams still being fucking hauled around by cranes.
Yep. Fuck.
And one slips and falls. Here comes Ken Masters, no helmet. Spin
yeah,
kicks
come on, man.
This shit. Tight, right out of nowhere. It's gone.
Wild. And we get friggin' our first look at Ken. Yes, he's got his red pants on. He's got work boots on. He's got a black shirt on. And then his big old coat.
Yeah, he's... Did you notice around his, I think, left arm? Tied his little black belt on there.
Oh.
Just... A little spoiler on clothing. Did you notice what the back of his little Garu duster says?
Yeah, ESC, right? It's ESC, the construction company.
Eagle Shipping Company. Eagle Tie.
Eagle Tie?
Eagle Tie.
Bro!
He's going undercover.
That's amazing, dude. Eagle? Yo. Okay, you know what? I'm in. Street Fighter VI sold me. If I'm getting future Eagle, who's just running the criminal like a shipping... plot?
Okay, hold on. From the Street Fighter VI website, let me give you a little background on our new Ken.
Yeah, let's hear about Ken.
Former U.S. National Fighting Champ and ex-VP of the Masters Foundation.
Nice.
Who is the president? If he was the VP. Is it his
maybe
wife?
Maybe his wife.
Okay. Accusations of orchestrating a criminal plot have forced Ken to abandon his family and business and go into hiding.
Oh, shit.
Forced to abandon his family, Ty. Deadbeat dads everywhere just nodding in agreement.
Yes, forced
I had to.
To
do it, man. They were interfering with my plot, going to dive bars and hitting on 19-year-olds.
Yeah, forced. Absolutely forced.
I just had to, yeah. So, Ty, does this mean that perhaps Ken is being framed by Eagle and he's going undercover boss?
Oh, shit, yo.
So he's working the shipping yards with these bunch of goofballs dropping eye beams on each other's skulls?
Yeah, is Eagle fucking behind Mad Gear? Is he like the new Mad Gear homie?
I would love for that, because he's got that real criminal mastermind energy to him.
Yeah, definitely.
Or at least like underboss.
Yeah, he's like a Rolento type, because Rolento's Mad Gear.
Yeah, so I don't know. I like the idea.
I like the idea too, but I like also the idea that Ken has just sort of put this story out into the world, but he is actually just fucking off.
Yeah, he's just abandoning his children. He can't handle the stress.
I like that.
And so he's just gone to work at shipyards and get drunk off Coors Light.
Yeah, this is the Ken that I like. Let's talk about focusing on Ken here. How he plays, shall we?
Yeah. Well, Ty, how do you feel about him? How do you feel about these looks?
Oh, Ken, I like the look of. Wow, his hair and his face don't look fucked.
Yeah, they've aged him. Everyone, they actually did, a decent job of aging these people up.
Yeah, agreed.
I think his hair, incredible by Street Fighter standards.
Yeah.
Like, man, they kind of looks like hair. It's not quite like top of the line, but huge leaps here, you know?
Oh, absolutely. That Reach for the Moon engine or whatever, really pulling hard.
They really named it that? Reach for the Moon engine?
Yeah, the RE engine is Reach for the Moon.
Oh, my God. Just stop naming things.
It's something like that. Reach for the... Something, I don't know, whatever. The symbol is a hand on the moon. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I could be wrong. What do you think of Ken? Cardi, you like him? I mean... He looks like he sort of plays the same with a few new things.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, visually, I think he's pretty cool. I think his face looks a little bunk still, but, you know, he's beating
down Ken. I agree,
like,
his chin is a little too giant.
I still just see Ken as a pretty boy, you know, and he kind of looks, he's really gone uggo lately.
Yeah, he looks haggard.
He's really looks like life's beat him down. Which I guess is kind of what we're supposed to be getting off them. So, you know, maybe they did a fantastic job.
Yeah, kudos. Kudos to Capcom for fucking nailing it, I suppose. Ken, he's over here punching fools, flame kicking fools. And they really, really honed in on the flame kicks for this new iteration of Street Fighter VI, Ken.
Hi, they done gave him a tiger knee.
Yes, they did. It's so good.
What in the fuck is that about? The Dragon Lash.
Dragon Lash, yeah. It looks sweet. He basically does do it, as Carter tells you, jumps up in the air and kicks you. If you EX it, he kicks you back like side switch and bounces you off the ground.
See, that side switching, the option for getting out of the corner with that, he seems to be able to get it off of like a light. So,
ooh,
light punch, quick side switch. You ain't ever getting cornered by old Kenny here. He's always jumping out.
Yeah, honestly, yes, in this Street Fighter VI iteration, it looks like he has a lot of options. Although, to be fair, everyone looks like they have a lot of options.
It looks like everyone's kit has been expanded quite a bit this time around.
Yeah,
everyone
it looks crazy.
Like three or four more target combo options and a couple more specials.
I mean, we're going to talk about the other characters later, but Dhalsim, oh shit, he looks good.
But I'm loving this new, like Ken's always kind of kick focused, but his kicks seem to have a lot more options. He kind of has that, I think it's Alpha 2, where he had the crazy kicks or whatever. He seems to have that back. And now he has this Dragon Lash. So,
yeah, he has, you're right, the Alpha thing you were talking about is called the Jinrai Kick. So now he does a little kick, and then he's got a bunch of different options from it. He's got three different options. I'm pretty sure one is a low, a high, and an overhead. And then if you EX it, he does his crazy kicks like you're talking about, where he just fucking goes ham.
I like expanding the kits out like this. I don't really see a downside.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I felt like the moves in Street Fighter V were added a lot through the V-skill system, which I hated. I hated how many moves were tied to that. I love just having, you know, more moves as a base option.
Agreed, yeah. I'm really excited for Ken's sort of more fleshed out moveset. I like that he is more of a differentiation, you know, if that's even what I'm trying to say, than Ryu in this one.
Yeah, they are distancing them from each other, especially like... Well, they've always been kind of like... We have seen the slow increase of this guy's lightning and punches and this guy's fire and kicks.
Yeah, true, true.
They've slowly built on that over... 3 decades.
Yeah, and this one's finally got it.
They finally done it. They finally mastered it. Ken mastered it.
Oh!
Look at me. Did you notice they gave him his Shippu Jinrai, whatever, his SA3 from Third Strike?
His big uppercut?
His friggin' kick, twirly kick up into the sky.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Yes, I did see that.
Ty, wow, Third Strike. Very epic. Very cool. So much nostalgia.
Yeah, so epic and so cool. Along with all these characters that they show, which we'll get to, whatever.
Which we'll get to, relax.
Relax, okay, we're here for a while. They haven't really showed or detailed specifically all their like level 1, 2, 3 supers kind of thing, you know? Like we just
not
get
everyone's,
little bits.
But there is a video out that shows it's for Ken, Guile, Juri, Kimberly... I think that's... Oh, and Jamie.
Nice.
So I've seen them for all of those.
I was going to say, I've seen E Hondas. I've seen Dhalsims. So maybe they do have a bunch of
maybe
them. I haven't seen Blancas.
I haven't seen Blancas. Maybe that's the one that they're keeping hidden. But Ken's, he does the... he does the Street Fighter 4 Shin Shoryuken gut punch uppercut.
Yes.
But if you have the critical art, he... hits you with another knuckle sandwich up in the sky and tells you to sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
So Ken's got a little bit of an edge to him, Ty.
Yeah, he's got some attitude. This is what attitude era Ken.
This is what a band in your family does. Gives you a little bit of an edge.
forcibly abandoning.
Yeah. Oh, they forced him to, yeah.
Yeah, they forced
him. He couldn't have done it any other way. There's no one better than him except for his best friend.
No one better except for maybe Edmund Honda, Edward Honda.
I think it's Egg. His name is Egg Honda.
Well, we got Egg Honda returning for Street Fighter VI, and let me tell you, he looks pretty fucking cool.
Ty, let me hit you with the Street Fighter VI website description of Egg Honda.
Tell me about him.
A sumo wrestler looking to bring the worldwide... Oh, fuck. Let me start that over, Ty. Start it over. I am so bad at reading. Ty. A sumo wrestler looking to bring the sport worldwide. E Honda has the skills of a Yokozuna, but is constantly globetrotting and has prevented his promotion. He's also an expert chef renowned for mouthwatering Chanko stew.
That That's it?
Yeah, I could have been the greatest sumo wrestler in the world. I just travel too much, you know?
I travel too much, and I like
I've heard this one in the old jangle. Jiu-jitsu world a few times. Ugh, I'd probably be like a brown belt, but I'm just traveling too much. I'm just not at a gym enough.
It's so funny. So the Chanko stew and the sumo, Capcom mentioned that he opened a sumo and sort of hot pot hybrid restaurant, but we never got to see like what his stage was going to be.
Ty, if it's not the bathhouse, don't even show me it.
That's what I'm saying. I think this might be his new stage where it's
don't
just a restaurant.
Don't give me a fucking restaurant. No, no.
With like
no,
sumo no, no. in the back.
No, I need people bathing and a picture on the wall that moves after I win.
It is a pretty sweet stage.
It's one of my favorite. I always thought it was a subway station when I was younger. I don't know why. But the whole time, subway station with a bath in it.
Sure. It's the tile, maybe.
It's the tile, yeah.
Fuck, that's funny.
Yeah, so E. Honda in this one is just the classic big fat guy who lies about how good he is at everything.
Yeah.
He's the greatest chef in the world, but also could be considered the greatest sumo wrestler in the world, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
You're
going
to
mm-hmm.
tell me this guy has mastered one of the most physically demanding sports in the world, and he's the best at it on top of running a 5-star restaurant, Ty?
Come on, E. Honda, come on, man.
You're lying to us, E. Honda.
Yeah.
You're lying to us. Ty, I had a guy at the bar the other week tell me he was a pit fighter in Detroit.
Jesus.
Ty, that's not a real thing.
No.
A pit
what
fighter?
Is that, man,
what does
bare
he think
knuckle?
This is? Fucking Mad Max?
Yeah.
Pit fighter?
He's like, I enter the Thunderdome every weekend, bro.
This dude was like 5 foot fuck all and like 53. And he's telling me he's a pit fighter in Detroit.
Yep.
That's what E. Honda. He's giving me pit fighter in Detroit vibes with his rundown here.
Dude. And let me tell you, E. Honda, about his look, it's basically what you would expect E. Honda to look like.
Honestly, he looks pretty sweet. His animations, I was worried about the 100-hand slap. They did it justice.
Ooh, 100-hand slap looks killer in this one.
And I love his walk. He just kind of like waddles, but it's heavy. He's really like, they put a lot of weight behind him. This is a character I was worried about because bigger characters, I just felt in this engine might look real floaty, you know, kind of clanky.
I get what you mean, but they added, some good weight to him. Speaking of weight, he has jiggle physics on his belly.
Much needed.
That's all legit. You sold me, Capcom.
Did we see Ding Dong's physics in action?
We didn't.
Damn. Zoom in. We need someone on the case.
Yeah, come on, please.
Just for you.
Just Ryu with that big dick outline. Come on.
It's the gray sweatpants.
This man has a new move. Very similar to sort of the Jinrai kick thing. His new move is a forward step that has different options out of it. One of them is like a big flip.
These forward step options are going to be crazy. Like that's a built-in mix-up, right? This is what everyone hated about Abel.
And listen, fucking everyone's got it in this game. I swear to God, everyone has some sort of thing.
How are you going to give everyone Abel's thing and then not put Abel in the game?
Yeah, sorry, you're going to have to deal with a Mimi.
I like, if E. Honda's step kicking into a throw, sign me up.
His throw looks pretty great. Just grab classic, grab you and crush your back.
Grab you, slam you on the fucking floor. Yeah, I do love it.
Slam you on the floor and hit you with his butt.
And did you see that thing where he puts his hand behind him and calls upon God to shine a light down?
I did.
What is that about? Does he get a power up, you think?
That's the thing I was thinking. Does
he
get
a holy
like
man?
An armor?
What does that have to do with being a chef? Or like? I guess it might be a sumo thing, but I'd never seen a sumo wrestler shine light down upon him.
That is another one of his moves where he puts his hands up and a light behind him shines on him and he gets a little something. I want to say it's a one hit of armor, but I'm not sure.
That would be wild. And it's really, I don't know, that seems not with his theme, but call me crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like a weird one. But whatever. we saw his level 2 super, which is his classic 3-in-1 move where he hits you and then he underhand slaps you and then he does a big spinning headbutt. That's his level 2, I'm pretty sure. His level 3, dude, creates a sumo ring of fire.
He Johnny Cashes your ass.
He does Johnny Cash your ass.
He puts you in the Johnny Cash ring of fire.
That's amazing. And you go down, down, down.
And then he headbutts you in the fucking stomach.
It's incredible. And then you're done. You lose. E Honda wins.
And he's mad while he does it. See, E Honda, I really wish he kind of kept that edge to him. We're pushing the edge onto the characters who... I understand why we do it for Ken, because you get epic meme Ken, and it's like shocking.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked Edge E Honda when he was kind of a super badass and not a chef.
You're right. In the early Street Fighter, he was angry, like a demon face paint. He was Edge Honda. That's what the E stood for. Now he's Egg Honda.
He became Egg Honda overnight. And... it's been a slow, slow deterioration of Edge Honda.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame.
Maybe
you know?
They can win me back here, but they really seem to be focused on its Chanko stew.
I was going to say, why do the large characters in fighting games always boil down to oafish? They're just big oafs.
Speaking of which.
Number one big oaf?
Number one big oaf of all. One of the Wonka? Biggest character assassinations we've seen in a while.
We'll talk about it when we get it. What does the Street Fighter fucking website say about Blanka?
Ty, Blanka, a kind-hearted defender of nature. Blanka has become an adventure tour guide, confident. His intimate knowledge of the jungle will serve as a springboard to fame and a comfortable life for his beloved mother. Now, Ty, a springboard to fame? You know I was a tour guide for a long time.
Yeah, you were.
I can assure you, all you get from that is weird pictures of yourself from emails in different languages. That's all that comes from that job.
People asking you...
have a picture with me and then ask
And then ask you how much for things and then where you'd be going.
And Ty, I'm just there going, and this is a shipwreck? And this is another shipwreck.
At least that's pretty cool, because you can just be like, yo, this is a shipwreck. And you don't have to explain much more.
I do, because my boss goes, you're not saying enough about the shipwreck. And I'm like, they don't care about the shipwreck, man.
You know what's funny? Is like, you still say my boss, but when you work at a job for so long.
Yeah, I guess it's not my boss anymore. He's just a man.
He's just a guy.
He's a mortal like myself.
This is what Blanka has to deal with on a daily basis. Except for, what the fuck? Man, so Blanka, he was kind of a sort of monster man. Now?
He was, I don't know, a electric monster from the jungles of Brazil, Ty.
Yeah.
And now he is some sort of hillbilly gorilla tour guide. Who's obsessed with stuffed animals.
That is the perfect description. My man is a hillbilly gorilla.
Yeah, it doesn't sit well with me, Ty. Biggest character assassinations I've seen in a while. This guy, Ty, I feel like we're at a 70% goofball character rate right now.
Oh, dude, I'm with you. 80%. Like, this Blanka, he doesn't even look...
The lever. They're pushing it too far towards a goofball. We need to dial it back.
When we say gorilla, he legit is just, like, he walks like a gorilla. His new walk animation, his, like, back is really curved and his chest is out and he's walking like a gorilla. They really doubled down on, like, chimpanzee motions and shit.
And I think that's kind of cool. It's kind of a cool progression for him. He's a scary jungle monster, man. But...
well...
let's not... give him the I want to be famous to save my mom thing. Let's have him be a scary electric monster from the jungle.
No, he's a tour guide with his best buddy, which I'm guessing his best buddy is just a fucking doll of himself, Blanka Chan.
It's going to be a straight up tie. I feel he's going to talk to Blanka Chan. He's going to be a straight up Ono reference.
1,000% is exactly what I thought of. Blanka has a new move in Street Fighter 6 where he pulls out that little dumb looking, remember in Street Fighter 5, everyone remember the alternate Blanka costume where it was just sort of like mascot Blanka, aka Blanka-chan. Now he has a little stuffy that he pulls out of his pocket and he throws it out. And when he electromagnolifies it, the Blanka-chan fucking attacks, dude. And depending on what electric attack you use, the property of the attack changes. This man has a goddamn little minion he throws out now.
Yeah, you got little baby Fausts now.
Yeah.
With different approaches.
If you hit Blanka-chan with a super, he rockets across the goddamn stage. If you hit him with just the mash a bunch of punches and you do the electric thing, Blanka-chan fucking jumps up twice and then hits the person and then jumps one last time, I'm pretty sure. It's like, bro, this is going to be annoying as hell.
Now, I like that he has this new move, but Blanka-chan is when memes go too far.
Yeah, I'm fucking cringing.
You're forcing the meme. It doesn't work that way. It was epic. The costume is funny. You got to let it marinate. You can't stick your whole fist in.
Yeah, I loved the costume.
You can't make the character about
it. In Street Fighter V, that was one of the best alternate costumes. I was like, this is great. We're not like really committing. And then they just committed in this one.
And then they're just like, that's who he is. 3 decades of character building. He is obsessed with stuffed animals.
Let's put our stuffed animals aside, okay? And let's just focus on something a little better. Blanka. Okay. His electrify ability, where he just does the classic sit on the ground and be an asshole.
Yeah.
Now has sort of like a flip up at the end of it. So if he hits you, he knocks you up in the air.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot more combo potential in this game off of every move.
Yeah, and now he has air rolling ball, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if we've seen that before.
That is brand new. That's my brand man new. Can now rolling ball in the air.
So that can't be a charge.
Imagine, yo, that'd be awesome.
How would you possibly, unless you have to like, no. Yeah,
nah,
so are we
simple
talking?
Simple inputs, man. Down, down, punch.
Yeah, are we thinking that that's just going to be down, down, punch? Or are we going to get like a quarter circle input Blanka balls now?
Yeah, I want to say quarter circle input in the air, but they'll keep his charge. No way that he's not a charge character.
Okay, okay.
I think Blanka-chan will be more of like a, on the ground, you can throw out Blanka-chan with like a, quarter circle.
Oh, right. We need to find inputs for that shit too.
Yeah, right? I want them to sort of release the move set, but...
But I did notice he had all I could want in a Blanka. He has an air grab, he kept his side switches, and he kept his bite, you know?
Exactly. The bite is great.
As long as he keeps the bite, but again, people are going to go on this guy's tour. He's biting people.
Yeah, that's the thing. I like when Blanka is like more feral.
I like Street Fighter 2 Blanka, where he's yelling and when he's going electrical, he's pissed.
Yeah, he looks fucking fucked up.
Again, they took the edge out of E Blanka. And now he's an egg Blanka.
He's egg Blanka. Now, everyone's favorite stage from Street Fighter 4, jungle, in the jungle, or whatever the fuck.
Jungle.
Jungle, in the jungle. And then we zoom in, and we're on like a dock in the Amazon. That shit's back, basically, except for now we have Blanka's stupid tour boat in the back and a giant
got a
snake wrapping around a tree, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, the stages, they leave a lot to be desired, you know?
It's very like Street Fighter 2 stage, except for just upgraded to have a bunch of more shit
in the background.
I guess
it's just like, I guess it's not necessarily finished product, but the background characters, I gotta say, they need some, a lot of them need work. They got the dude with the dreadlocks sitting in the back of the stage in Ken's.
Mad Gear guy, yeah.
And he looks fucked up, Ty. He doesn't even look like the same dude.
I know. So we talked about this before, but we were really impressed at how Tekken 8 looked, of course, because that's because they're sort of entering the next generation.
People aren't
going
to like us doing that.
No.
Don't compare Tekken's beautiful stages with these.
And then Street Fighter has the great engine and can make the backgrounds probably incredible, but they are trying to hit every single platform, last gen and this gen. So I think that's sort of what's holding them back and making their background characters look like they were developed on a PlayStation 2.
Yeah, I am excited about this game, and I think it looks pretty sick. I know it sounds like I'm being a dick, but Ty, when I see that Hugo wannabe, I get pissed off. His shit is running in 30 frames, and he has the most... His eyes blend into his face.
I get it. You just want Street Fighter to be the friggin' king.
I do. I really do.
As the best it can be. And we'll get to all the modes and stuff they revealed and what is sort of in store for us in World Tour right after we talk about Dhalsim, because...
Just on the talk of stages. I want, like, more clean, you know? Clean, less... Less busy stages. Give me the fucking bathhouse.
Yeah, I get you.
Low poly 12 dudes waving at me.
I get you. Yeah, I don't like the bunch of people in the background. I'm with you. That's about it for Blanca. Let's talk about Dhalsim. Last but not least, he is the one who kind of looks the least changed, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Minus, like, he's got, like, a new necklace.
Do we want the Street Fighter 6 website? What they have to tell us about him?
Hell yeah, man. Hit me up.
Hell yeah, we do, Ty. Ty, he's a monk and a yoga master from India who has served as a guide for countless suffering souls.
Damn.
He prefers to avoid conflict when possible, but his innate hatred of evil compels him to dispense stern justice.
That's pretty... Yo, they're gassing Dhalsim up. That sounds sick.
They really are, Ty. His likes, meditating. His hates, distractions, and harming others. Ty, there are much, much more accomplished Street Fighters. In fact, Dhalsim, very little to do with dispelling evil in the context of Street Fighter.
Right.
I'm fairly certain he doesn't have to Street Fight, and this is a choice of his. And I know I'm sounding like Kanye West on TMZ here, Ty. You've been street fighting for 30 years? That sounds like a choice to me, Ty.
That sounds like a choice.
He doesn't like conflict, but only when it comes to fucking throwing hands in the streets will he make an exception.
Only when it comes to justice. This dude's beating up little girls in the streets.
As a matter of fact, he's actually beating up people in his new stage, which is a sort of...
In his own temple.
With elephants and monks.
A place of worship. Yeah, so when he stops that elephant from, you know, pressing your organs out of your mouth like a tube of toothpaste.
Yes. Gross.
He stops the foot from landing on you. Do you think we're going to get a nice little intro like that for every character?
Hell yeah, we are.
Like, I hope the newer characters get these, because that's... The newer characters need this more than anyone. I feel like they never get really fleshed out.
I think the newer characters will definitely get a spotlight in the same way that Dhalsim gets his sort of intro cutscene and all that.
Because, yeah, we saw Honda, Ken, and I think Blanca's, like, little snippets of theirs. We saw a lot more of Dhalsim's.
Yeah, we saw some of Chun-Li's where, like, you practice a little bit of, like, Tai Chi. Yeah.
But back to Dhalsim. His animation's fucking beautiful. Best we've seen in this game by landslide.
I am with you 100%. Dhalsim looks like the best character that they have showed so far in terms of visuals, in terms of move list, in terms of fleshing him out and evolving him from previous Street Fighter games. He looks so good.
The way he, like, slinks around. When people are like, this game looks like an NRS animation, it's like, come on.
I will show you Dhalsim. I present to you Dhalsim.
Yeah. That throw animation where he slinks through and whips you through his legs. That shit looks cool as hell.
Mm-hmm. He's got all the classic Dhalsim trappings. This time.
Fireball teleport.
Yoga Inferno is sick, though.
All of his supers are incredible.
You're right. You talked about his teleport. It's back. He's got his weird little hover thing. It's also back. Now.
That's the weird hover thing.
My man can yoga fire in the air.
The yoga, so yeah, he can do the yoga fire in the air mm-hmm. to the classic like teleport heavy punch setup.
Yes.
Into yoga flame, which Dhalsim just having like complete aerial superiority now.
And his yoga flame now, he can aim, right? He can hit it low. He can do a big one. I mean, he could always do the one in the sky. But now he's got like, he can friggin' really move his neck around.
Yeah, he's controlling the sky tie. He's making, what is it called? What are those helicopters?
Hind.
He's in a Black Hawk tie.
Sure.
Raining death upon his enemies.
Nice.
UAV's a fucking...
It's a little thingy. He's in an AC-130.
He's in an AC-130. There it is. Look at us. We're military guys, Ty.
Call of Duty 4 players. Am I right yeah. or am I
He's
right?
He's in the AC-130 up there, blasting fire down upon his enemies.
And listen, I talked about Yoga Inferno. That's his level 1 this time. Wait. Is it level 1? Which one's the big ball?
That's Yoga Inferno, yeah.
Okay. So big ball is his level 2.
No, that's
2.
Yoga Catastrophe.
Thank you. Yoga Inferno is his level 1 where he does the big... this is the one where he can control his neck. So he can friggin' wave Yoga Inferno up and down, or he can just like keep it low on the ground. It looks really good. His level 2 is Yoga Catastrophe. And Catastrophe looks the same as always. You can sort of charge it up to make it a little bit bigger, it seems. I can't remember if you could do that in 4.
You couldn't in 4, no.
Yeah, he looks awesome. We love Catastrophe because that shit is wild.
And it, just like the, I love the slow moving setups of Dhalsim. He's such a unique character that way.
You know, so many people are looking at new Dhalsim and all of his moves.
Everyone thinks they're going to be a Dhalsim player until they play Dhalsim and he's slow.
Yeah, totally. But everyone's also saying like playing against Dhalsim in this one. Gonna be rough.
Oh yeah, anyone with an air fireball and just but god, have you seen those fucking green step forward maneuvers?
Yeah,
whatever those are, the drive
shit called again,
drive rush or something.
Yeah, it's something like that.
You can hit the dude's arm and close the entire screen's distance, so I don't think Dhalsim's gonna keep you out that much.
Exactly, yeah. I think everyone is fleshed out, not just Dhalsim. It would be different if Dhalsim...
You essentially got a focus attack, and that fucked Dhalsim up enough in Street Fighter 4.
Plus, like, come on, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to just slap his big old arms out of the way.
Yeah, Dhalsim always looks incredible in a trailer, but Dhalsim always... Well, not always, but in recent memory, he... Until Street Fighter 5 updates...
Yeah, you can find a way around him.
There, but he generally, if you bake Dhalsim too good, he's so oppressive. So they usually like to keep him, you know, down in the lowers.
Oh man, it's going to be nuts. He's going to be hitting you from all sides.
I'm most scared by Blanka out of these four, to be honest. He seems
really?
Like, yeah, those little Blanka chans, I think we're underestimating how annoying that's going to be with side switching and...
Fuck, you're right. That little Blanca-chan is going to be so annoying,
it's
dude.
It's underrated. We really haven't had much like that going on in Street Fighter. One that you can have out constantly.
And just set up like on a knockdown every time.
Yeah,
so he's a
the
little
Oki
fuck.
Options, I think, with that Blanca-chan, if the jumping option where it comes down from above, that's an overhead. Like,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the unblockable like rules are for this game yet.
Yeah, we'll need our hands on it, I'm sure.
But yeah, Blanca's the one scaring me. Dhalsim, I know the rules with Dhalsim. He is who he is.
He is who he is. His level 3 is pretty sweet. He sort of just cinematic slaps you a bajillion times.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, he really gets the big extendy arms and just starts walloping on you.
It looks so good. Carter. We've talked about these characters for already a bunch of time. Is there anything that you would like to leave these guys with before we move on to the different modes shown?
I'm going to tie. Capcom sent me something in the mail.
What did they send you?
They sent me their all-powerful character builder machine.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a little mini computer. It's a little laptop here. And it spits out a completely generated character. You just need a bit of information.
Okay.
Ty, I need you to pick any country.
Any country. Let's do... Australia.
Okay, typing in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ty, I need you to pick any career.
Any career, okay. He's a dentist.
Okay, typing in dentist. Okay. Now, Ty, I need you to pick any hobby.
Any hobby. And this guy from Australia, this dentist from Australia, loves crocheting.
Okay, so Ty, I'm just going to let it process. Processing, mm-hmm. Okay.
Process.
He's a large Australian man who wears a dentist's uniform.
Okay.
And he fights using a giant needle.
Whoa.
And his moves are needle-based, both dentistry and crocheting needles. And Ty, his likes are crocheting and teeth. And his dislikes are rude people and candy. Oh, because he's a dentist. Ty, the Capcom character builder. There we go. We have a brand new character. And his name is G'day.
Bro, this is legit what they must do.
It is what they do. Well, yeah,
you got the official Capcom character creator. It is what they do. You're right, but like, wow, I'm so excited, and I hope G'day is a part of one of
his
the
name
season
is
passes.
Ozzy G'day. Damn. Todd, I think you made a real winner of a character here.
Yeah, for real. G'day's pretty sick, man. Have you tried to make your own character already, or what?
I've typed a few things in.
And you just make your Dagestani wrestler?
Todd, that's
a Tekken dream.
I would love to see it here, but I know that's not how these type of things work. You can't type in Dagestani wrestler. The obviousness of that would cause this machine to implode.
I get it. Yeah, you need sort of weird, vague Mad Libs rules.
You really need to Mad Lib it. You need to, yeah. Ty, I don't know. How about Israeli?
Okay.
Computer engineer.
Yeah.
Who likes?
Yeah, what's his hobby?
Cars. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Let me just type this in real quick. Israeli computer engineer who likes cars. Okay. Okay. So he's from Israel. Surprise.
Wow. What are the odds?
His outfit tie. He's dressed up like a nerd. He's dressed up like a frigging dweeby nerd here.
Computer engineer ass.
Wouldn't you believe it? He has tires on his arms.
No way.
And Ty,
Abigail?
It looks like he comes into the game pretending to be a car. He dislikes rude people and pineapple on pizza. Isn't that quirky of him?
Dude, that's so quirky. I can't believe we got Abigail's sort of pupil in Street Fighter VI, and he's Israeli computer engineer.
Yeah, and his name is Ariel.
Ariel and Ab, of course.
Ariel and G'day.
I can't wait to create G'day and bring him on my world tour journey.
He'll be in the game, Ty.
Well,
I'm sending all this info back to them.
Oh, nice. Okay, perfect. Then I'll create G'day's rival in world tour.
Goodbye.
Oh, shit. I hate you. Okay, let's talk about Street Fighter VI's modes. First off, we have Fighting Ground. Guess what you do here?
You fight the ground?
You fight each other. Close.
I was hoping it was training and you just, bah, 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 punch it into sand like Jin and Bloodlines.
Yeah, you basically, oh God, man, don't bring up Bloodlines. Come on.
Sorry.
Now.
Didn't mean to bring the mood down.
Fighting Ground. This is the general place you fight where you got your training modes, you got your versus modes, you got your whatever the fuck, arcade modes. That's Fighting Ground. Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
World Tour.
Skip back the basic shit, Ty. We know we're going to be able to fight each other in this fighting game.
Exactly. So let's talk about World Tour, where my boy, G'day, shows up with Luke as his coach. That's right. You take a created character out into the world. With Luke as your coach, you have a rival named Bosch.
Fucking Rufio-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, for real. My man is in just a traditional kung fu uniform.
All grown-ups are pirates and we kill pirates.
That's Bosch's opening line.
Oh, Bosch is kind of pissing me off.
Why? Why?
Do you notice how he brings his hands up to his face, Ty?
I didn't.
He brings his hands up to his face before he goes to fight. Bruce Lee famously did that in the movie Game of Death.
Uh-huh.
And then Bosch does a dragon kick.
Oh, is he like a Fei Long disciple?
Are you going to replace Fei Long with budget dollar general ass Rufio? Because I'm going to be pissed if you are.
I hope that Fei Long sort of just shows up with
shows
him
up,
in the future.
Snaps his neck.
I'm the only one.
Because they show the lead up to him fighting, and then they show the end of the fight where Luke just steps in and punches one of his trainees in the face, which, I don't know, every gym I've been to, that's poor
taste.
That's
not cool.
That's poor taste, Luke. But they don't show him a fight because I assume his move style is going to be Fei Long's fucking moveset.
Yeah, they showed like that little opening clip of you fighting him, but it's all like whatever. He doesn't really have much. Listen, world tour, for those who don't know, you take Gede because, of course, I assume that you're going to make Gede or Ariel. And you run around this sort of metro city type area, and also you go to different areas that they haven't sort of revealed yet, but in this game mode, it is a single-player game mode where you will meet Street Fighter legends. You can join their schools to learn new moves and master whatever actions they teach you, and then you can use those not only in battle, but to traverse the sort of open world.
Oh my god, Ty.
We see one of the created characters do a spinning bird kick from like one roof to
that
another.
That shit looks, I can't believe they highlighted that. They really let that animation run for a while.
They did. It looks so stupid, but I'm in all the way.
Ty, yeah, how are you feeling about World Tour? Are you amped up about the tour? About going around the world?
So I'm not like really excited for it.
Okay.
But I'm amped up, and I have an intrigue based on my love for like Mortal Kombat deception type shit, where it's like, you know, you run around the world in that RPG mode.
I was hoping you were going to be very excited for this because I want it to be the devil's avocado.
Listen, like, I am. I'll play this all the way through.
Okay, because yes, Ty, you may be able to fight Leonidas in the streets for some little zennies here and there. Yes, you may be able to Blanca electrocute the ground and scare an NPC.
Uh-huh.
But Ty, the people who listen to this show might not know this about me, but I'm a very experienced gamer boy.
True gamer.
I've been around a lot of battle hubs in my day.
Mm-hmm.
I've played my fair share of NBA 2K, My Park. I've played GTA Online. Hell, Ty, I've even played Red Dead Redemption Online.
No.
And this trailer highlighted two clothing shops to buy shit for your avatar.
Yeah.
Ty, we got Drippin' Style and we got G-Hub Goods Shop or whatever. And you know what they were showing us in Drippin' Style, Ty?
Yeah.
A fedora and a red shirt.
Ill-fitting clothing.
They also are showing us that you can buy dances.
Yes.
And I know what the little Street Fighter baby say right now, but microtransaction, it's just part of the game. That's just games now. Yes, Ty, it is. But so is free to play.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be selling me fucking dances, Ty, you should be free to play.
Okay. Hold on. Let me sort of jump in right quick. I'm with you on this train because I'm also sort of trepidatious about this. But I think with all this sort of goodwill that they are building with Street Fighter VI, all this incredible sort of single-player content, the Battle Hub, which we'll get to in a second, looks incredible. I think that if you at least play through World Tour and you do like side stuff, you do a couple fights, you can instant battle NPCs throughout the world in 1v1 battles or one versus many, which look hilarious. I think that you'll get enough Zenny, if they're still using Zenny, I'm pretty sure they are,
to buy yourself a fedora and a red shirt?
to buy yourself more than a fedora and a red shirt to the point where you don't have to spend real money.
You think they're going to be fair to us, Ty?
Yeah, because I think they're building up enough with all this being shown that they're sort of showing everyone, like, listen, we aren't jerking you around here.
We aren't EA.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because, Ty, when I see a guy running around town doing daily quests for zennies, punching garbage cans for monies.
Yeah.
I get my guard up because I know he's chipping 2 and 3 zennies for a $8 million fedora.
My man is in the deep Street Fighter mines, just hacking away with a pickaxe at some giant stone, hoping to get a little bit of crumbs of gold.
Yeah, and then I'm going to come across some dude who's looks exactly like Mega Man flying around on a motorcycle with his dog who's dropped $800 into this game.
That's a cool character.
Yeah, both hit me with a Shoryuken, and while I'm in the air, he can do the Seth Shoryuken into an SPD in the sky.
Yo, that's the good shit. Okay.
So maybe Ty, they can prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, Capcom.
So we're talking about the character creator and the customization that you can bring in. Yes, you can buy clothes to further customize your character. The character creator tech that they're using in this is taken from other Capcom titles, is what they said, which is they showed, I joked about Exoprimal earlier, but the character creator in Exoprimal looks very similar to this one, and also the Monster Hunter, of course, character creator looks very similar. It looks deep. It looks robust. I don't know what to tell you guys other than I think the character creator looks really good, and I will spend more than 45 minutes in it for sure.
Hey, Ty, how much does a haircut cost in Monster Hunter?
Oh, $2.
What the fuck, Ty?
One of the DLC haircuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $1.99 Canadian.
Okay, yeah, these are the guys I'm trusting.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I see where you know what? Fuck it. I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, there's fucking like 8 haircuts in the game and 12 you can buy.
Now, hold on. I'm pretty sure I saw the number 36 beside a haircut, which means...
Holy shit, they're giving me 36 hairstyles?
They got more than 8.
Damn. Okay. Okay, Capcom.
That sounds... It looks robust. Okay.
I'm a little cynical devil. I'm the devil's avocado.
You're the devil's avocado, but that's okay. The World Tour cinematic. We forgot to talk about this real quick. They showed 18 characters.
Now, Ty, did they show G?
They did. A splash image of G at the end.
That
right?
is G.
That is. I'm not. There's no way that's not G. He's pointing at the camera. He's got a beard and a top hat.
Yeah, I was like, huh? What?
Is he a little secret?
Is that our secret boss character, Mega G?
Mega G.
OG? Omega G?
OG. Omega G, bro. Okay. They showed 18 characters. That's not all the ones that we know about. We didn't see Ed. We didn't see Akuma.
How fucking
Where
dare
was Balrog up in there?
Balrog was never mentioned. They withhold from me.
Oh, that's a shame. I'm sorry. Can we not side with villains?
I don't know what it is. Why do they hate Balrog Sagat? Why do they hate, like, I guess they're the Shadaloo guys. Maybe we're trying to move past that. But Balrog and Sagat, really, like, they just got beat up. Like,
and we didn't see Aki. That's what I'm saying. So, like, can you not, in World Tour, can you not join the villain schools?
I would doubt it. I would highly doubt it.
That sucks, bro.
I know. But, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, so is our first DLC pack going to be Akuma, Aki,
Ed,
and Rashid? They're really, really banking on Akuma selling that character pass.
Yeah, that's a weird one, eh?
And they showed in World Tour that you can basically make Akuma just with a cool slick back haircut.
Oh, shit. When they sort of rapid fire, they're like, it's Luke, like, hey, you're my new fucking dude, and I'm your coach. And it's just rapid firing through all the created characters, and this stupid looking Akuma
Yeah, it's fucking, you got the robot, you got like this cockney looking guy, and then just slick back Akuma.
Akuma with just an awful haircut. It looked hilarious. Fuck, it was funny. Carter, what else do you have to say about World Tour before we jump into Battle Hub?
I just can't wait to start punching garbage cans for money, Ty.
Hell yeah, I'm with you.
If I can't dress my guy head to toe in Mega Man gear and drive around a motorcycle, Ty, I won't be happy.
Please give Carter his virtual dog and his motorcycle so he can show up to the fucking Battle Hub with style.
The Battle Hub, Ty.
What is the Battle Hub?
This is where you can show off your new dances.
It is the only place where you can show off your new dances. This is a massive sort of online lobby, which is basically kind of like a park, I'd say, in Guilty
My
Gear.
Park.
This is 2K My Park, where you can show up. It's a big online lobby, and you walk in as your created character. Or if it's Carter's character, you drive in on your motorcycle.
Dressed as Mega Man with your dog.
All right, Carter. I'm gonna hit up from my notes here the main points of what you can do in the Battle Hub. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You can sit at a cab because there are arcade cabinets that set up like that.
Ooh,
it's a big 3D space.
They heard us, Ty. Arxis lobbies, here you go. We're doing it right.
They're listening. So you can sit at a cab to play against someone. You can sort of request a match or join against another person. Or you can join a tournament in the hub. It seems like there are things that are very much like set up so you can just sort of join, which is awesome. You can spectate matches because there's a big screen. You can just sort of sit down and then watch. You can DJ or chill in this sort of...
Show off your new dances.
Thing where you can play music, which I'm hoping you can just sort of bump old Street Fighter tunes and dance, which is weird.
I'm hoping I can just cue up some Ja Rule.
Yep. You can pose at a photo spot to highlight your character with all your poses you have or whatever the fuck.
Ty, you're the type of guy to take a photo at the photo booth and put it on Twitter.
I would do it. I'd do it. And I'd put it on Twitter. I would. You're right. I'm here for all of it. I'm here for all of it, Capcom.
And Ty, tell him about the G Hub Goods shot.
The G Hub Goods shot.
Tell him about the G Hub's good shop.
There's a shop there.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So I can buy a new fedora before I hit up the photo spot. Just for customizing on the fly.
Okay, nice.
And now let's talk about the fucking thing that's actually kind of crazy.
Yeah.
There's a thing in Battle Hub called the Game Center where you can play old Capcom classics like Street Fighter 2, fucking Captain Commando, Final Fight. I saw a bunch of other games in there. It's wild, man. They just let you play arcade classics.
Are they going to let us play like the ones we want to play?
I mean, the ones I want to play are... Captain Commando, Final Fight.
No, Ty, they're going to let us play like
1942.
Third Strike, CVS 2.
No.
They're going to let us play Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
No way.
But why?
These are,
can I buy those
old
games
Capcom
at the
classics.
G-Hub's good shop?
You can buy. That's what I'm guessing. I bet Game Center will come with Street Fighter 2. And that's all you get at first. But then you can probably go to the G-Hub Good Shop and
surely
buy.
They'll give us like 5 or 6. But, man,
yeah,
if the load times on these are good, this is such a sweet, like, this hub will be pretty incredible. It's everything I'd want in a hub, I think, minus I could use a second G-Hub's Good Shop.
I could use, yeah, a couple more photo spots. But otherwise, this is pretty sick.
The screen, I don't understand how that's going to work. Is that just going to be like the two highest ranked players show up there? Just random games? Because I don't know who the fuck would watch it.
I think it would be at random. Or if, because you can join the tournament, sort of in the tournament section or whatever. Like you walk up to a desk basically with your avatar and you're like, hey, I want to join a tournament. I think the tournament will be playing on the big screen.
Okay.
And then casuals will just be doing their own thing.
Because, yeah, I could never see me being like, oh, let me walk over here and sit down and watch two fucking people I don't know.
Yeah, I would never really spectate it unless there was a trophy for it. Am I right or am I right?
View one spectator game.
Bro,
enter
are you
the
kidding
G-Hub's
me?
Good Shop.
Street Fighter trophies? It's more like view 1,000 games.
Yeah, they really make you work for it.
They really fucking make you work for it. It's crazy.
It's a trial of futility.
Carter, this is about it for Battle Hub. We have one last big thing and a couple more little things that I would actually like to talk about. Okay. What do you say we talk about?
Fucking bang them out.
Right.
This is the Street Fighter Megasode.
This is a Megasode. They talked about a mode in this game called Extreme Mode.
Oh, Extreme Chatter.
It's totally extreme. Where you choose goofy rules and gimmicks and then you fight your opponent. So like one of them is bombs fall from the sky and then you have to play hot potato with them, or
that's
bull,
Tekken Ball.
A bull rushes the stage.
We know that's Tekken Ball.
It's Tekken Ball. Come on. We know it. Just call it Tekken Ball.
But yeah, the bull, like that one.
Yeah. There's one where two electric prongs come down from the sky and destroy you.
I like those ones, Ty. I like it when we're going extreme and we're just doing jackass style stunts. Get hit by bulls. Hanging mm-hmm. tasers from the roof.
Hell yeah.
I need to see some more creativity with it, Ty, because all these seem to be your dude just gets hit by something.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like a bunch of bullshit shows up and then you gotta...
I want one where like, I don't know, maybe I get my the other guy's specials. That'd be fun.
Oh, fuck, that'd be crazy.
I mind normals, but the other guy's specials.
Yo, imagine you're Guile, but you're Blanca rolling through the air.
Yeah, I guess that would be horrible to animate and would fuck yep. much stuff up, but you know,
it
I'm,
would
a,
look
I'm
fucked.
I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one or something, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it was that he said.
I'm not the only one.
That was Billy Joel.
Extreme mode mods will probably be wild, or you know, Street Fighter's. Six mods in general. Will be
extreme
crazy.
Mods. Oh, yeah. All the mods. It's so crazy.
Will you play
it's just
extreme
be new.
Mode at all?
If it's more than just what they showed, because just getting hit by something else, come on. It's fun.
Yeah, you're doing like a normal match and a bull runs in or something.
Like that. Yeah. Maybe if I'm playing with someone who doesn't play these type of games, but.
Yeah, I'd fuck around if like I had a friend
it's fun
or
for
two
new
over.
Players. It's fun for new players for sure.
Yeah, and we were like having a couple drinks or something. That'd be great.
Yeah, but I want to see a little more creativity in the options. So far, it just seems something hits you.
Yeah, that's about it.
Something hits
I think
you.
One
plus
of them
Tekken
is like
Ball.
Knock down your opponent five times to win the match or something.
Yeah, see that type that like that's not even fun. That's just
annoying rules that you got.
That's just arbitrary rules on the game. I want like. I don't know, we're pulled apart and pushed together or something in low gravity mode.
Ooh, low grav, that'd be fun. Yeah, I'm sure they'll have...
Never-ending
like,
stage.
On.
There's no corners.
That would be awesome, too. It just repeats over and over.
Yeah, weird things.
Yeah. The Scrap Heap minigame was teased. I got to get this in because I just want to talk about how they took the car-destroying minigame... from the sort of original Street Fighter games and cranked it up to 11, you destroy an overturned semi-truck, but, they just slapped that ugly-ass Street Fighter V pixel filter over the screen.
That just has to show it exists, right? That's not actually gonna happen.
I hope that I'm not hitting up Scrap Heap in the minigame in arcade or something.
I feel like
and
that
then...
has to be like a filter in the options that they're really proud of or something.
I really hope so, because it looks like shit.
Yeah, filters.
Last but certainly not least, the one thing that I'm sure everyone was clamoring for because the website was pretty much down when I tried to join, they are doing a closed beta test October 7th to the 10th, crossplay between PS5, Xbox Series X, and Steam. The features of the closed beta are as follows. Ranked, casual battle, battle hub match, open tournament, extreme battle, game center, and training mode.
Hey, and that last one, baby.
Dude, we're so far into the episode and we didn't even talk about the robust training mode, man. There is so much shit they showed that is like, holy fuck, training modes need to be like this going forward forever and ever.
They're pushing the envelope on their training mode, and man, can't appreciate that enough.
It honestly looks so good.
I hope the
good.
Record function is nice. That's all I ask.
I hope the record function is, yeah, nice works, but it needs to be intuitive. Something.
Yeah, it's always the least intuitive system. There has to be an easier way.
Agreed. I'm very excited. Carter, have you signed up for the closed beta test?
Big time, buddy. If I don't get in, that's tight. I'll lose my fucking mind. I'll never forgive Capcom. I'll never take their packages again.
Yeah, send you random ass little character creator laptops, basically.
That they need me to do these things.
I also signed up
to get the game out on time.
Because I gotta know what's up with the game center, man. Can I play Captain Commando with like a bunch of different people, or am I just chilling by myself?
Ty, you will be the only person in there playing Captain Commando, so regardless, yeah, you're gonna be by yourself.
Bro, Captain Commando rules. I'm gonna be freaking hanging out. I'm gonna be little baby Commando. I'm gonna be fucking people up.
I'm gonna be playing Street Fighter 6.
That's fucked up, man.
What the fuck is this? And then I'm going to be like, is Third Strike on these machines? I was going to say no.
Nah, it won't be.
What the fuck?
All right, I'm going to leave you all. Carter and I are going to leave you all with the last bit of information, probably the most important part. Commentator packs, they're back.
Yes.
Kosuke Hiraiwa.
Ah, yes.
Hiraiwa? Shit. Kosuke Hiraiwa, I'm going to say. Is one of your commentators. And then we have H.E. Demon Kaka. Kaka?
Yeah, this guy actually
rules. I think he's a sumo commentator. This guy looks fucking
he's
awesome.
He's from a like 80s heavy metal band.
He looks sick, man.
Like Saikima 2. They're like the Kiss of Japan.
That's awesome.
And like their whole thing is they're Akumas. So that's the connection here.
Ooh, shit.
Which is like a devil.
Yeah, they're demon boys.
Demons are Onis, so Akumas are like
devils,
I think.
Devil gene. They have the devil gene.
They got the devil genes. The flaming devil genes. And their whole thing is like they're bringing the end of the world. And by 2000, they would do it. So they had like a bunch of like concerts in 1999 about how they successfully are ending the world.
Just kind really?
They kind of rule. And all their songs are goofy like 80s metal.
That's so sick. I knew nothing about this guy. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like has a rotating group of demon musicians. And they play like really silly metal. But he also commentates sumo wrestling.
Yeah. I thought they said that he was like a popular sumo commentator, which like, that's so cool. I wish that I... Do you think you can put on subtitles for commentator packs?
Yeah.
Like, will I just have Japanese?
You'll just have a Japanese guy yelling at you. Yeah, which is
but
maybe
I won't know
cooler.
What he's saying. It could be awesome to be quite honest.
This
the
is
energy.
Honestly the one I'm gonna buy. If if it comes down to it, if I'm buying one, it's Demon Kaka.
Absolutely, that's exactly what I thought too. Guys, this has been Coffee and Cobbles, the Street Fighter 6 information overload episode. Carter, do you have any final thoughts before we leave the people?
I don't got anything to say.
I was going to say, if there's anything we missed, anything like that, I'm sure people will let us know or they will correct us or whatever. But
we're done.
We're done. All right. Everyone, this has been Coffee and Combos. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow us at Coffee and Combos on Twitter. You can follow me at TyrossCC. Carter is usually in the Discord.
Come follow me at my Billy Joel cover band.
For the longest time.
Yeah, it's Billy Noel. I dress up like Noel from, what is that, Blaze Blue?
Oh, shit,
and sing
bro.
Billy Joel songs. Come see me. I'll be out on tour. I'm going to be at the pit fighting in Detroit.
In Detroit, Carter will be pit fighting dressed up as Noel and
Billy Noel.
Singing Billy Noel. No, Jesus Christ. Everyone look forward to it. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy what you heard, go to your favorite podcast service of choice and rate and leave us a review, please. 5 stars if that's how you're feeling. It would really help us out.
Bye.